Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team and discussing main issues in South Asia. Today it's Friday 22nd of February. Firstly, in Sri Lanka, one lane of the Katunayake Expressway, which connects Colombo with Bandaranaike International Airport and Negambo Township in the western province, is closed for a week until February 27th. The closure is due to an ongoing repair work that is being carried out on one of the lanes. Road Development Authority said all lanes will be open for traffic as usual. Clients are advised to be aware of the traffic delays between Colombo and the airport. In Pakistan, an emergency has been declared in the Lasabela district of Balochistan province due to flash floods, which has killed three people since yesterday. Provincial Disaster Management authorities said 450 families have been affected by the flood. Authorities are trying to evacuate affected families from the area. Major roads and highways have been blocked in the region. Clients are advised to avoid the Lasabela district in Balochistan. Also in Pakistan, the federal government has imposed a ban on Jamaat-ud-Dawah and its humanitarian arm, Falah-e-Insan Foundation. The Ministry of Interior has ordered the freezing of assets associated with the two organizations and directed the provincial governments to implement the orders. The Ministry of Law and Justice had announced the former President of Pakistan, Mamnoon Hussein, amended the Anti-Terrorism Act 1997 via ordinance in 2018 to prescribe entities banned by the United Nations. Following the ordinance, the government has also barred companies and individuals from giving donations to the banned organizations, which include Jamaat-ud-Dawah. Jamaat-ud-Dawah is a controversial organization accused of being a front for clandestine terror activities. Jamaat-ud-Dawah network includes 300 seminaries and schools, hospitals, a publishing house, and an ambulance service. Supporters of Jamaat-ud-Dawah are likely to hold protests and demonstrations in major cities of Pakistan, including the capital, Islamabad. The ban can potentially trigger violent clashes between the police and the supporters of Jamaat-ud-Dawah, which is allegedly armed. Non-members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships, or buy our assessments on a pay-for-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com.